This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy. In the past few weeks, we've talked a lot about the You Equals You campaign, which has launched here in Australia, reminding us all that an undetectable viral load in an HIV-positive person means that they cannot transmit the virus to another individual. It's a simple, yet game-changing concept. But there is a different conversation going on when it comes to the story of HIV on our shores right now. Specifically in Western Australia, where two individuals have been charged, with one convicted and one pleading guilty, to recklessly causing grievous bodily harm by transmitting HIV to another individual. Dean Arcuri discusses this story with David Kernahan, the CEO of the WA AIDS Council.
There's been two recent cases in Western Australia involving people living with HIV passing on the disease to another individual and being criminally charged for that. And while being HIV positive is not a crime, it's raised serious concerns about what it means for people living with HIV in regards to disclosure, awareness and protection. Now, I'm not talking about protection like managing your medication or using dental dams or condoms. I'm talking about legal protection. First, let's look at the court cases over the past 6 months that have led us to where we are today. The first case saw CJ Parker convicted for 6 years for grievous bodily harm. CJ is a HIV-positive transgender woman who's currently having to serve her sentence in a male prison in isolation. CJ is a transgender sex worker who was in a sexual relationship with the victim until 2015 when he discovered he was HIV-positive. She'll spend 4 years in prison before she's eligible for parole. The second matter came before the courts last week and was resolved today. Martin Jaksic pleaded guilty earlier today to grievous bodily harm after he was charged with infecting an ex-lover with HIV 6 years ago. The two were in a relationship for 10 months, and Jaksic's previous lawyer, Hugo Aston, has said that the victim was well aware of him being HIV positive during the relationship. Jaksic was 24 at the time, and a sentencing hearing will be set for the 14th of September this year. Many in our community are concerned and outraged for what this means for our friends and family, or for any member of the HIV-positive community who battle constant stigma and now, in some states, have the added anxiety, stress and concern of a criminal charge for past actions. I spoke to David Kernahan, the CEO of the WA AIDS Council, about what the current cases mean for our WA HIV-positive community. How can we protect ourselves, and what do we need to do to change the law as we explore why a disease is being used as a weapon against other people within the context of the law?
People are using the criminal code and, of course, grievous bodily harm, claiming that HIV is a serious illness that has endangered or is likely to endanger their life. And of course, we know from medical evidence that that is not the case these days, that HIV is similar to other chronic diseases such as diabetes and is able to be managed by medication, and people live a very fulfilling and active life. But the law hasn't kept up with medical science, and so it is being used, the criminal code is being used in this way.
In recent weeks, we've seen the launch of a national You Equals You campaign. You Equals You stands for undetectable equals untransmittable. It means that when a person living with HIV is on regular treatment that lowers the amount of virus in their body to undetectable levels, there is zero risk of passing on HIV to their partner. This is commonly referred to as having an undetectable viral load. That's right, if HIV is undetectable, then it's untransmittable. So how can U equals U influence the current law in WA? Or is that a message that's not getting through?
There is the need for a law reform campaign so that the judiciary are aware that laws are changed. I mean, it's interesting under the Public Health Act that it's a very different scenario. People under the Public Health Act, both an HIV negative person and an HIV positive person have responsibilities to take care. And, you know, an HIV positive person under the Public Health Act has a responsibility to do all that is reasonable to ensure that they don't pass the infection to somebody else, which, you know, in terms of U equals U, if they have an undetectable viral load for a period of 6 months or on treatment, they're not going to infect another person. But what seems to have been happening is that instead of the public health legislation being used, as I say, the criminal code is being used in this way.
Where things get tricky when it comes to disclosure is that in WA, you don't legally have to disclose that you're HIV positive.
Not under the Public Health Act. The Public Health Act states that you have to take reasonable care not to infect. So the clause under the Public Health Act is that a person who has a notifiable infectious disease, such as HIV, must take all reasonable precaution to ensure that others are not knowingly placed at risk. But that doesn't mean that they have to disclose, because the Public Health Act also acknowledges the individual's right for privacy.
So what exactly defines reasonable? Common sense could be disclosing your status, using a condom, taking your medication correctly, or having regular tests to make sure you have an undetectable viral load. But that's all on the side of the HIV positive person. So how does this enter the black and white space of the criminal arena?
If you put HIV to one side and talk about STI, sexually transmitted disease, I mean, there are men who have, you know, syphilis who aren't aware of that because they don't have any symptoms. So in the same way, you know, a person may have HIV, but hasn't been tested or doesn't see any need for testing, and so it's not sort of picked up. So, but that doesn't mean that necessarily that's a criminal or it shouldn't be a criminal matter, because it should be dealt with under the Public Health Act, where a person is encouraged to have treatment without the stigma that arises when things are criminalised. Because the problem with criminalisation is that it tends to polarise people. And so you get, you know, even within the LGBT community, you get people that are polarising about this, and that is unfortunate, because the real issue then gets lost in the polarisation.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.